Good afternoon, friends, and thank you for joining us on WISR. Tyler Friel with you, and we are joined on the phone line by Jerry Andre. He is the Cranberry Township Manager, at least for now, as Jerry has announced his retirement. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Tyler. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, when are you planning to retire?
Well, I've asked the board that I'd like to retire effective January 5th, 2021.
2021. Did you think when you started back in 1991 that this would be a 30-year career for you?
No. Honestly, I've been in municipal management for about 45 years, and the average tenure for a municipal manager is 3 to 5 years. So I really never thought I'd be here that long. Realizing now I'm approaching 31 years, it's sort of amazing.
Yeah. Where did you get your start before coming to Cranberry?
Well, actually, before, my wife and I are from Westmoreland County. My wife was from Derry, and I'm from Hempfield. And my last job was the township manager out in Hampden Township, Cumberland County. We were always traveling back and forth, and a friend sent me an ad from the local newspaper. I think it was one of the local papers about the position in Cranberry, and but then, we're always traveling back and forth to take care of our family. Let me put my name in. And before I do it, here we are, 31 years later.
So if you could give, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have an idea of what Cranberry looked like in 1991, but your perception when you come into that township manager role, what was Cranberry at that time?
Well, at that time, our population was a little less than 14,000. 228 was a two-lane highway, probably about six traffic signals at the time, if even that. And actually, I always use the example that my wife is a graduate of Slippery Rock University. Then when I said Cranberry, her vision was back then traveling to Slippery Rock University, and she said, "There's nothing in Cranberry," and I said, "Well." What always impressed me, Tyler, during the interview process, the governing bodies, the Board of Supervisors, really expressed a vision. They knew where they wanted the community to go. And what impressed me also was when you ask most people where they live, they usually say the zip code where they live, like, "Oh, I live in Gibsonia," or "I live in Butler," but then I'll say, "Well, do you really live in Butler Township or Butler City?" What people said back then was, "I live in Cranberry Township." And as a practitioner and managing townships for 45 years, that's unusual. And I thought, wow, these people really feel for their community and really knew where they wanted to take the community. So I really became infected with their enthusiasm. That's how I came to be as their manager. Now, that vision, they knew where they wanted to go. That made it easy in one hand, but as we advanced, we went through a lot of troubled times because that vision bounced against a lot of special interests. I don't know how long you've been around, Tyler, but, in the mid-90s, we had very difficult times here. The major landowners and the developers fought the Board of Supervisors on the changes that the board implemented to direct it. They knew growth was coming, and they had to take control of that growth. You can't stop growth, but you can certainly do a great job managing it and consistent with your vision. So there was some very rocky times in the 90s, but once we got through that, the community continued to show their support. And here we are later as one of the most desirable communities in the Commonwealth.
Do you find, especially when you go back and look at the 90s, were there those times where you felt like, I'm throwing everything against the wall, nothing is sticking here? When you're battling in those challenging times as a township manager, what's going through your head? What's going through, I moved up here with, joining a passionate group of people, but we continue to hit these roadblocks. What are you thinking at that time?
Well, certainly, you wonder about your own, because we went through a number of elections. I am appointed by the Board of Supervisors. We had people running against the Board of Supervisors who said, well, they said the first thing is going to happen, we're going to fire you as a manager. So you worry about that. You know, I was a chief breadwinner. My wife was raising our family. And so you think about that. But also, in my case, I was so convinced our elected officials was doing exactly what the residents wanted because of our board is very committed to communication. So we always were never out of lockstep with our community. So I felt confident that we were going down the right path. You know, there's an old saying, it's easy to do nothing and hard to do the right thing. Our board could have just backed off and gave in to all those special interests, but I was it actually increased my pride to work for a governing body that our board really operates as a, you know, they're certainly elected on a partisan basis, but as a board, they have a clear vision. Politics don't come into play. They look after the interests of the community. So I think those kind of emotions, you know, the challenges and so that was the biggest issue of continuing to maintain course against some very difficult tidal waves coming against our ship.
That has to be refreshing at a certain level, especially in today's political realm at a, you know, national level, to be able to roll up your sleeves, work locally, and be able to get things done, especially, you know, what you've seen development-wise from Cranberry. It seems like you're working with a group of people committed to action.
Yeah, you couldn't said it better, Tyler. That's why I find it so frustrating to see the discourse that's happening at the higher levels of state and federal government. It demonstrates there are people have differences, but our community really has come together to put those differences aside and find common bonds. And that's what we miss at higher levels. Sometimes it's all they lose sight of what's in the best interest of the community. And so it is extremely refreshing. I always tell the board here, I could never go anywhere else now because you guys are the model of good local government because they don't, you know, they're not interested about politics. Well, we'll just get me reelected. That's out of their vocabulary. They just say, what's the right? Sometimes we even kid that our residents are our shareholders, and our job is to continue to create a great community where their value continues to go up.
We're talking with Jerry Andre. He's the Cranberry Township Manager, announcing his retirement and will retire in early 2021. Going back to 1991, when you take this job, and you know, you talk about vision, the Board of Supervisors had a vision, you play a role in that vision. Did you foresee the growth coming like this to Cranberry Township at the level that it did with the businesses, with the jobs, with the culture, the atmosphere? Was that even remotely, when you're talking vision, was that the idea or was that just the byproduct of a bunch of ideas coming together?
Well, I probably was more of a byproduct, Tyler. I think the board knew growth was coming our way. You know, the 279 was recently completed, and that's why they wanted to put in regulations. You know, during that time, Cranberry put in some very, very strict regulations on land development. We implemented impact fees to build highways and new sewers and water lines. And all these special interests kept saying, you're going to stifle growth. You're going to stop growth. What we actually found out was that brought a greater level of growth because companies and developers would be willing to invest in the community. First of all, they saw their impact fees going right back into, we'd leverage their dollars for federal and state and build highways. And so we actually were surprised by how the rate of growth increased as we increased our regulations because people felt comfortable. They felt secure with their investment, and they saw how that money was being utilized to enhance the community with solid infrastructure, including a great park system and libraries. People wanted those kind of amenities and infrastructure.
Where do you see Cranberry Township going? I know the Route 228 corridor, another federal grant coming that way, MSA Thruway project just getting underway. What other visions do you have? You may not be directly a part of it as township manager, but where do you see Cranberry Township going?
Certainly, it's exciting to see the 228 and Freedom Road improvements completed. That really, it makes me really feel very excited as I move to my retirement phase. But I do see the board now, we're focusing on the Rochester Road corridor. We're seeing a significant interest in new residential growth. I see the challenges being somewhat different as we go into the next decade in terms of sustaining growth, keeping our infrastructure fresh. But we are, you know, of course, this whole remote work issue is changing the dynamics of office parks. But we're also seeing people the reverse movement now out of the urban areas back into the suburban areas because they can work from home. So I think the COVID-19 has really changed what we see happening there. That will continue for a couple years. But based on the kind of interest we see from property owners and developers, there's a very, very bright future for Cranberry well into the 20s.
Is there a specific, and we're talking with Jerry Andre, Township Manager for Cranberry Township, is there a specific project or maybe even series of projects that stands out to you that you really take a look at and go, you know what, all sides came together and this was an integral part in developing our area?
Well, that's a good question, Tyler. I think nothing one, certainly the transportation improvements, the highways, you know, especially with the county commissioners, really brought everyone together, many different partners in getting the recent grants for 228 and Freedom Road. That's very exciting. It demonstrates what can happen when everyone comes together and advances a common goal. And nothing makes me happier to drive around the township and see people using the parks, enjoying the trails, using the library. I think just watching all those things, you know, come together means so much. The average citizen doesn't have a clue how that all happens, except they enjoy it. So it gives me, you know, great pride to know that I have a little piece of building that community infrastructure that makes this community so attractive to live, work, and play in.
He's Jerry Andre, Cranberry Township Manager. Jerry, again, thanks for your time and best of luck in retirement.
Oh, thank you, Tyler. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
And that does it for us today on the WISR Extended News at Noon. I'm Tyler Friel. You can always check out our interviews online all the time at WISR680.com in case you missed anything. But thanks again for joining us and have a wonderful day.